Workers are in short supply everywhere right now, and that includes the sky. Airlines in the U.S. are currently dealing with a pilot shortage, and that's forcing many carriers to scale back their flight schedules. For more on this, we're joined by Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Celeste.
So give me a sense of how severe this is. Which airlines are struggling to find pilots?
Well, the airlines that are struggling the most are not technically airlines that most people have heard of, but they fly planes painted in the colors of airlines that everybody have heard of. I'm talking about the regional airlines, as they're called. These are airlines like SkyWest and Republic, not household names, right? But when you get on one of those United Express flights, as they're often called, American Eagle, the smaller airplanes that you buy the ticket from the big airline – generally, they're contracted out to these smaller airlines, and they're the ones that are struggling most because they pay less. So the bigger airlines have sort of scooped up the supply of pilots, and smaller cities are really feeling it.
Now, we've seen a lot of staffing issues that were driven by the pandemic at airlines in recent months. Is that what's behind this pilot shortage?
That's a big part of it. Some of these airlines probably regret offering big incentives to pilots to retire, as they were doing over the past 2 years at times, but they just didn't know how quickly demand would rebound. And so that's just what they were doing to kind of cut their costs. And now they're in the spot where they need more pilots. So it's certainly that, but then it's also longer term issues. Pilots up until a decade or so ago tended to be Vietnam era pilots who came out of the military, a big supply, a pipeline of pilots that fed the airlines. Those pilots have been forced to retire because of their age. 65 is the oldest you can be to fly a commercial plane. And so then that has left the airlines short because you just don't have as many military pilots anymore. They have to go to flight school now. That costs money.
It seems like the most simple solution is to hire and train more airline pilots. What is the timeline between someone saying, sure, I'd like to become a pilot, and then them actually piloting a plane?
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that lag time. It's years if you're talking about somebody just off the street who has no experience. And you speak to an issue, Celeste, that, you know, sounds like a matter of semantics, right? Whenever you have a pilot shortage, airlines call it a pilot shortage. Pilots unions tend to say there's no shortage, just pay more and you'll have more pilots. And in fact, some of that is starting to happen. But again, there's lag time. Some of these smaller airlines, and they're actually not so small, they fly smaller planes, but those airlines like SkyWest, Republic operate thousands of flights a day. They're offering bonuses to pilots to come on, but it's exactly as you said, it's not the same as some of the other sectors of the economy where you can offer bonuses and get people working very quickly if they don't have experience in that field.
We have less than a minute here, Seth, but we do know female enrollment in flight schools is increasing. Can women step into this gap?
Absolutely. It's a big opportunity. You're talking about something where not too many years ago, there were practically no women flying in an airplane as a captain or a first officer. Now there are a fair number, but they're still a minority. So when you talk about a shortage, and on the other hand, you have this sort of big untapped pool of labor, no question airlines view that as a big opportunity to get more women into the cabin and develop mentors also. That's a lot of times when you have women not in fields, they need other people to look up to, and they're doing that. It takes time.
Seth Kaplan is Here and Now's transportation analyst. As always, thanks, Seth.
Thanks, Celeste.